This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.TV. It's baseball everywhere.
It's Friday, December 1st, and we're talking some Royals baseball. We bring in Royals reporter for MLB.com, Jeffrey Flanagan. Jeffrey, thanks as always for taking the time. And let's start with some news in just this afternoon. Mike Moustakas named American League Comeback Player of the Year. He returns from that ACL injury suffered in 2016, played just 27 games, and had a tremendous 2017 season. 38 home runs, by far and away his career high. So has to feel good, right, for Moustakas, not only to come back from the injury, but kind of come back better than ever, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is might be the third one comeback player he's won. If you go around the horn here, well deserving. Really worked hard last season. His workout buddy was Jason Vargas, who's actually another candidate for comeback player of the year. And they worked hard through 2016, and he hit the ground running in 2017, and just never looked back. And, you know, obviously set the Royals franchise record for home runs with 38 and beating Steve Alboni's record, which had stood since 1985. And just a tremendous honor for him. And we should probably point out, too, that another former Royal, Greg Holland, won on the other side in the National League. So, he had some tremendous years here and helped him to the World Series in 14 and helped him get to the World Series in 15. And a great honor for him as well.
Absolutely. Comeback player of the year, an important award. And yeah, it says a lot about Moustakas to come back at such a high level, really better than he ever was. You wrote a piece about the Royals' new hitting coach. It's not the Hall of Fame quarterback, Steelers quarterback, as you pointed out, but his name is Terry Bradshaw. And it's a cool story, though, with this Bradshaw. He kind of been through the organization, one of those guys that's worked his way up. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's been in the system since the 2000 and finished his career as a minor league deal with the Royals, and was a hitting coach at AA, hitting coach at AAA. And I've spoken to a number of Royals hitters over the years who really give him credit for helping them get to the big leagues. Just a tremendous work ethic and a solid guy overall, and knows his stuff about hitting. And of course, shares a famous last name, first name, last name with the NFL icon. And he's had some really funny stories about that over the years, you know, where a UPS truck shows up at his house and, you know, he's got tons of stuff that he's supposed to autograph, jerseys and footballs and photographs and stuff like that. And I asked him point blank, I said, do you ever wish you'd, you know, been named something else, some other name? And he laughed. He said, no, this is kind of cool to have this kind of celebrity. And I think it's going to actually escalate a little bit now he's got a big league job. I know when he was hired for the Royals minor league coach, Twitter really, rose up and go, wait, Terry Bradshaw? They were a bit astounded too. And so he's going to have to put up with that a little bit longer, but he's good with it. He's come to peace with it and has some funny stories about it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can identify a little bit with Darwin trying to do takeout orders and everyone with the Charles Darwin joke. So I can identify with that once in a while. Let's look at some of the players that the Royals have arbitration eligible, non-tender candidates. Four guys from what I counted there: Kelvin Herrera, Nate Karns, Brandon Mauer, Mike Morin. Any surprises you expect? The deadline is tonight, so by the time people listen, we'll know what the situation is. But any surprises that you expect?
Yeah, I'm going to play it safe here and say I don't think so. But you just never know. I mean, more likely they go to arbitration with at least three of them. I'm not quite sure about Mike Morin. It would not be a ton of savings for them, because even if he goes to arbitration, He's only probably going to get about $700,000. And he was a guy who just came up, they claimed, in mid-September and only got in about five or six games for them. So with Herrera, he is slated to make over $8 million if he gets to arbitration. And more likely they go that route or they sign him to a one-year deal, maybe as soon as today, who knows. And you know, he certainly would be a trade candidate as we approach the winter meetings in about 10 days. Nate Karns is a guy who's coming off thoracic outlet syndrome surgery. Certainly they'll tender him because he's going to be, if he's healthy, he'll be a definite rotation candidate. And Brandon Bauer, guy they got from the Padres in a big deal at the trade deadline last year, is also going to, you know, make a significant amount, over $3 million, I think, in arbitration. And but he's a guy with an electric arm. It just wouldn't make much sense to non-tender him. I think they, as they go to this slight rebuild, possibly going into 2018, he could be a candidate to be a closer. You know, that's going to sound a little absurd with how poorly he pitched with the Royals in the last 2 months, but he's got that kind of stuff. He's got a dynamic fastball, 95, 98 miles an hour, a very good slider. They just kind of, you know, got to unlock the key and unlock his potential. And, you know, I think he's part of their future in that bullpen. So I would expect them to tender him as well.
We're talking with MLB.com's Jeffrey Flanagan, and we're about 2 weeks from the winter meetings right now, and just looking at the Royals, we'll take a step back and look big picture for a minute. They're now going into year three, removed from their back-to-back World Series appearances. They won it all, of course, in 2015. In the last 2 years, pretty much right around 500. They were 500 in 2015, and then in 2016, this past season, just two games under. So where is the team going from here? If fans are listening and they say, okay, is it a foundation we're building up? Or are we kind of tearing things down and looking at younger players? What's the direction you sense overall from the team moving forward?
Yeah, it's really unknown at this point. A lot of it depends on what the market will bear. They've got nine free agents out there in the market right now. And the two names that you hear the most about, Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas, I think they will put all their energy into trying to bring back Eric Hosmer. Not saying it will happen, but they're going to put their energy toward that. Mainly because, you know, if they go through a rebuild, he's kind of the perfect guy to be around for the younger guys to look up to in the clubhouse. He's a tremendous teammate, tremendous leader, tremendous clubhouse guy. Not sure they'll be able to afford him. You've heard reports of anywhere from $180 to $200 million that he might get. But if the price, like it did with Alex Gordon 2 years ago, settles back down to the Royals, you know, they might have a chance to get him. Other than that, you know, Mike Minor, who was the guy they signed to a two-year deal from the Braves and really emerged as the team's closer in September last season and was fantastic. Unfortunately for the Royals, everybody else in baseball noticed that too. And I think he's going to get a multi-year deal, and he might be priced out of the Royals' range as well. So of all those free agents, I'm talking Lorenzo Cain, Alcides Escobar, Jason Vargas, go down the list. I just don't see them, if they don't get Hosmer, I really don't see them making a ton of effort to get anything more, and it'll be probably more of a medium to big rebuild as we go into 2018. They you know, made a run in 16, they made a run in 17, keeping the payroll up at franchise record levels, and quite frankly, they were counting on revenue from making the playoffs in those 2 years. It didn't happen, and now the bill's coming due. So I think they've got to cut back on payroll and, you know, kind of rebuild for 2018, 2019, 2020, and try to get back to where they were in 14.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, when you go through that rebuilding process, it can be tough for the fans, but also rewarding when you see new players coming up through the system. So as we wrap up, and a couple names for fans to be excited about kind of going into spring training that could jump off the page and say, okay, yeah, these guys are pretty much ready to roll at the major league level.
Yeah, I think they've seen a couple already. Whit Merrifield emerged as really one of the top second basemen in all of baseball last season. Jorge Bonifacio in right field was not even on the 25-man when they broke camp and came through with 17 homers. He'll have a full season in right field. Of course, we've always known about Raul Mondesi's potential, and Most likely he takes over at shortstop for Elcides Escobar. And he's a guy that can be very dynamic, very electrifying. And the guy they traded for Wade at the last winter meetings, Jorge Soler, they've waiting patiently for him to emerge as, you know, an impact bat in the lineup. And I suspect he's going to get that opportunity this year, most likely as a DH, just because of the way the team's positioned right now in the outfield. But they certainly need him to come through. And Chester Cuthbert, 2 years ago, had a real nice season filling in for Mike Moustakas when he was out. He'll probably step in third. Hunter Dozier is a guy. If they don't re-sign Hosmer, he could possibly be a first-base candidate. So Jacob Junis was another guy that was in the rotation last year. He'll probably get 40 starts this year. So there is some potential in the young guys, and I think you're right. It's going to be painful for a while for Royals fans, but I think they know the direction this club's going. I think they have faith in management and Dayton Moore, and they'll just have to get through it the next couple of years, and brighter days are ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we saw them rebuild and get to a great point, obviously, with those back-to-back World Series appearances. So the fans are in good hands with the management that's there now. Jeffrey
Absolutely.
Flanagan joining us. Jeffrey, thanks so much for the time.
All right, thanks, Darwin.
Absolutely. I'm Darwin Zook. Thanks for tuning in on MLB.com Extras.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.